Welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Sri and Kira.
Well, namaste, beloved ones, and welcome to the voice of passionate action. I am Kira Ra.
And I am Sri Ram Ka, and we are delighted to be with you.
And we are so excited. You know, can you believe that we are in the last week of September? I mean, Sri, it's just extraordinary how profound September has been. And this is why today's topic is so important, because today we're going to really dive into how you can actually manifest, I mean, really master how to co-create your manifest power in the middle of all the chaos, in the middle of all the world events, and only how many weeks before what is going to be an extremely fascinating presidential election in the United States.
Well, it's certainly been fascinating so far. And I just want to say, if any of you were untouched by the energy convolutions of September, I want you to call us, because I haven't talked to anyone who was untouched
as of yet. Is that the truth? Is that the truth? Now, you know, the lines might already be full, but of course we're live and we'd love to hear from you, or you can call in for a mini soul reading. You would just want to give us a buzz at 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. Hey, if the lines are busy, it means we're full and we could already be full, but hold on to that number, because you start saying hi to people, the more say goodbye to somebody, that's your opportunity to try to get into the queue. Remember, you can also send us an email to guest@shrinkyourradio.com, and that's another way to communicate with us, especially if it's hard for you to call in.
Absolutely. You know, we are truly, each and every week, I feel like I need to remind us that we're in an amazing, incredible time, and yet, I'll just say,
okay,
hey, we are in an amazing, incredible time, and the more that one stays awake during a time that would invite you to be sleepy, depressed, or distracted.
Uh-huh.
Sleepy, depressed, or distracted. If you can stay awake, you too will say it's an amazing, incredible time.
Well, you know, that's really true, Sri. And one of the things that I think is so profound, I just have to stop and say, I didn't realize that we were going to be on it. What's happening? We're there. We've started. Join us. Just click on Transforming Toxicity at our home site. You can still join us. We'll send you this past week's audio and workbook. You can still connect, because Sri, I was blown away at how amazingly it tied in with the energy of this moment and how much people are already having incredibly profound shifts.
Absolutely. You know, when things are stormy, and when I say stormy, what I'm referring to is the breezes and the eddies of energy. And when things are that way, it's very easy to get distracted by the near-term stuff, or get distracted by the energies of the time. And this is indeed the recipe for stirring up greater problems rather than stirring up co-creative mastery.
Mm-hmm.
So to the extent that the outer world is doing its thing, it's time to meet it in the inner world with a greater illumination.
Absolutely.
And that's what we're doing together.
Well, and you know, today we're going to be talking about how you can really harness the energy of this unique moment, because this is a very unique moment. And I'm suspecting that you already know that. You know, here we are. Let's just take a moment. We are post September 22nd, which means Mercury has gone direct. Now, we're still in, a lot of people tell you we're still in the shadow period. That's true. However, Mercury has gone direct. We also have had this extraordinary, powerful, harmonious, balancing, restorative equinox experience. We actually wound up doing two ceremonies that day. And hey, make sure you're on our newsletter list. If you're not, go to shrinkyourradio.com and join our free newsletter list. We're going to be sending out lots of information about what happened on the 22nd in our monthly newsletter, and it's free and it has lots of revelations in it. But the key, Sri, is that this is a time in this unique moment when the end of September, this last week, says, okay, I'm beyond the retrograde. I'm in that second phase of the September energy. What's coming in October? How do I bridge it? How do I move forward? And the answer, guys, is October is going to be that moment to trust yourself, trust your intuitive divine nature, and to have patience in action. And we're going to talk a lot about what patience in action means, because it's a flourishing moment if you allow yourself to get really be awake through it.
Patience is the quality that we call forward when the rest of the world hasn't quite figured things out.
You know, so
it doesn't mean tolerance. It means recognizing that everyone is proceeding in their own pace and in their own beautiful way. And so patience is trust, in essence. However, PIA, patience,
In action
versus MIA, which is a
missing
lot.
Missing in action.
Which is where a lot of consciousness is headed right now.
Boy, Shri, I love that. That's brilliant.
Is truly one of the dynamics that's happening. Now, remember, September, we had two different eclipses. Uh-huh. We had an equinox. Uh-huh. We had Mercury doing its convoluted dance.
And this week, this Friday, September 30th, guys, we end the month with a second new moon. So we're ending this month going back into the void. Now, really take that in, because it's rare that you have that happen in the exact same month.
And for those of you that say, I don't like to look at these things, that's fine. Here's the piece I do want to suggest you consider. Whenever there's been an energetic experience, whenever the velocity and the amplitude of energies have whipped things up, you have the opportunity to set a sail in a new way. And what I mean by that is this week, and this is the week here at the end of September.
Yep.
It's about picking up on the final renewal energy.
Uh-huh.
And set yourself some goals. Get clear about where you want to head, because in October, that clarity is really going to be
needed.
Wow.
You know, it really is. And I want to, you know, this week we included a quote from our beloved Archangel Zadkiel. And I want to take a moment and read it, because it really does sum up the energy and what is going to need to be harnessed to move through this time. Especially, you know, guys, remember, here's a couple things that are happening this week in September. Number one, tomorrow, all right, this final week of September. So tomorrow, September 26th, even though this is an event happening in the United States, it will affect the entire world. It's going to be the first of the presidential debates between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. And this thing has heated up to a level of ridiculousness on both sides that is just out of control. We also are in the midst of a heightened state of, I'm going to use the word, individualistic terror attacks, meaning people are acting out. We've already had a string of incidents. And when you start stringing all these incidents together, you will see that there is an intensity that is rising. So we have this debate Monday night. We've had all these stringings of terror. We have an Asia area, especially in the North Korean Peninsula, that's getting very, very heated. We have the energies going on in Syria. And then we're going to end this month on this void, on this new moon, and go into a month that, you know, the word is, and I'm going to date myself, when I was a kid, we used to have a toy called Rock'em Sock'em Robots. What it was they were little plastic robots that got into what looked like a boxing ring, and they had batteries, and you would wind them up, you push the button, and they would go, you know, do. They would look like they were boxing with each other, and you just put them in the ring until one of them knocked the other one over. Well, the reason I'm using that analogy is because they were robots. They were just in the ring doing what they thought they were supposed to do. And the challenge of October is to avoid becoming a robot. In October, if you do not trust yourself, you have the strong opportunity to fall into a groupthink that will totally shift by January and become almost dangerous by March. So October is screaming at you to trust yourself, and you've got this final week of September. And this is why I think Zadkiel's quote, I know that was a really long way to get back to it, but this is why I think Zadkiel's quote was so important. So Shri, why don't you read it for us?
All right. It goes like this. You are eternally shifting, moving, and creating anew over and over and over again. What a gift the ability to continually expand.
Now take a breath, guys. Take a breath and really feel that, because here's what's important. Here's what's really important to know is that everything expands. The fact that you have the ability to continually expand and that you are eternally, right? Eternally shifting, moving, creating anew over and over. The key is, what are you creating? Because you are the co-creator with that.
And we're at a time where you get to discover how powerful you can be through the practices of alignment with your truth,
absolutely,
with your actual co-creative essence. We're going to talk more about that as the show goes on as well. But for right now, we'd like to say hello to some of our beautiful callers. And we're going to begin with a first-time caller on line 4, Tanya from Florida.
Namaste, Tanya. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Namaste.
Hi.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited to talk to you guys.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. You're so amazing. Thank you for all that you do.
Oh, thank you. How can we serve you, amazing being?
Well, I was wondering if I could maybe have like the mini soul reading.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. I want you to take a moment. You know, it's funny. I was just, as I was listening to your voice and the energy, I'm almost losing breath, you know? So I want you to just kind of bring a hand right up close to your neck.
Okay.
All right? And just breathe. Yeah.
I'm a little nervous.
I feel it. I feel it. And that's why the first thing that's coming in is you have all these angels around you, and they're like, it's so beautiful, angel. They're saying, bring your hand right up towards your neck and just breathe, breathe, and relax, relax. And then, angel, all of these, the only way I can describe them, I'm going to use the word priestesses, because that's what they're like. And you, in your case, you've got 12 of them, and they're right around you. And each one has a hand on you, and they're all pumping into you reminders of your priestess self. They're also pumping into you right now love, appreciation, gratitude, and they're saying the memories of the time in the past when you forgot to love yourself. And then what they're saying is, we are here for you now because it is the time for you to arise, our beloved sister. And as you arise, we are here with you. You will see us more. You will hear us more. Your time has just begun. And so I want you to just take in a deep,
wow,
spacious breath and feel that, because boy, do I feel it. You are so beautiful. Oh my goodness, angel. Thank you for the gift of calling in.
Thank you so much. That's beautiful.
Yes,
I
you
so appreciate
are.
That.
Oh, thank you, my angel, Tanya. Have a beautiful day. Namaste.
I send love and blessings to you all.
Thank you. Thank you. We receive them and send them back. Namaste.
Oh, beautiful. So let's all take a deep breath and smile at the recognition of soul family. And let's go to another caller. We're going to head to line 1 and say hi to Lindsay from Florida.
Well, namaste, Lindsay. Welcome to the show again.
Hi. Oh, you remember me. Thank you.
You're an angel. How could I not remember you?
What?
I said, you're such an angel. Of course I remember you.
Oh, wow. I think what I forgot, like, I just am feeling some unclarity because basically I'm thinking about, I started a YouTube channel and I like to do like comedy and performance stuff, but a part of me also feels like I'm supposed to talk about my illness and like angels and stuff. And sometimes I feel like they can't go together, or, you know, the comedy stuff is kind of, could be harsher. Do you know what I mean? And then I just am feeling like I'm having a hard time being myself, and I feel misunderstood if I were to like talk about angels with, like, sketch comedy. I don't know. I just feel kind of like in between two worlds and how to move forward in my life. And I know that's weird, but
it's, you know, it's not weird at all. It's actually, I love that you got through today so much, because you're asking a question that a lot of people are asking. They might have different conditions around it, but, you know, you really got to the heart of it about, you know, feeling a little weird and what's happening. This is the energy of the moment, this exact situation about indecision and seeing visions. So in your specific case right now, I just want to share with you that as you were talking, they were saying that it is through your comedy you will get them to listen. That bring
That's
whatever,
what I thought.
Yeah, bring whatever you want into the comedy and don't hold back. It's just comedy. And so just bring it in. You know, so many amazing points get made through comedy, and you are blessed to be able to do this. And so do not hold back. And remember, we were just talking about this, and when we release our video for October, make sure you watch it. That'll be out by the end of the week. October is the month where you need the patience to allow the intention to come forward. You stay focused with self-truth, I mean self-trust, of everything you need. And in your case, you really do. You have everything you need. So start filming, start posting, and let it be extraordinary. We love you, Lindsay. I'm so glad you're through.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Oh,
wow.
Thank you, Angel. Many blessings.
Thank you.
Namaste.
Bye.
Bye, honey.
Bye.
Well, you know, speaking of thank you, Sri, each week we are so blessed. You know, we have so many people that write us. And again, you can always write us at guest@sriandkararadio.com. And last week we tried to sneak on as many of the people who had written as we could. And we still have a big, huge line. And I'm sorry, guys, that we still have a big, huge line. But it would be nice to read some feedback from
Absolutely.
Some of our people.
It's lovely to receive your communications. And here's one from Sophia. It's a letter that's very simple. It says, thank you. Dear Kira and Sri, thank you so much for my reading on the air after reading my email. I'm comforted by such wise and loving guidance, and I will move forward now with a vibration lifted into greater integrity and beauty. Thank you, Sophia.
Well, Sophia, I am just so excited that you wrote, because I can feel your heart. I can feel your love. And thank you, my love. Thank you so much. And, you know, Sri, we get so many of these. Let's just read one more.
Absolutely. Here's one from Sheena. It says, thank you and happy birthday, Kira.
Oh, well, thank you, Sheena.
Dearest Sri and Kira, thank you so much for reading my email. After yesterday's show, the capacity within me to trust has increased immensely. I also feel this resurgence of inspiration towards taking on a greater level of responsibility in my life and my actions, which I think I've been avoiding for some time. Wow, you are both such a gift. Thank you so much. And happy, happy birthday, Kira.
Aww.
Sending love and hugs.
Well, thank you, Sheena. I'm really grateful. And, you know, Sri, we're just going to read a little bit. We had an amazing email from Pat. You guys might remember last week that we did a big reading for Pat. And what I really want to talk about is she was really talking about all of our other listeners as well, and about how she went and read Lesson 5 of the Lost Books of the Essene. And guys, if you listened to our response to Patricia last week, go read it. Go to sriandkira.com and please take a moment and read Lesson 5, Lost Books of the Essene. And I just want to give a quick shout out to Jillian, my amazing sister friend, for sending me an awesome happy birthday greeting as well. So Sri, let's go back and talk about what's going on this week, right? I mean, we are talking about how to manifest and through the chaos, how to move forward with it.
Well, the first thing I want to say is that when I was younger.
Thank you. Yeah. I appreciate that clarity.
When I was younger, one of my fascinations was with magic. And throughout high school, I did magical performances, and other high schools would hire me to you know, be on stage during their prom entertainment or this and that. And one of the first things I learned as a magician was the power of distraction. Now, consider this for a moment. Power of distraction in magic means I wave a wand or I move a hand so that your eye is following the one hand while the other hand is doing the magical switch. And that's what's going on in so many ways in our in the United States right now, and in other North American or European countries, is there is a lot of distraction energy of movement. The hand is moving, but the real words are not being spoken. The real situation is not being handled. And as you take a look at what's going on in the United States, especially because it's such an important country on the globe, and the quality of what's going on in the news cycle, what you're going to see is a lot of distraction energy, and you're going to witness what happens when people lose touch with their inner compass. You know, we talked earlier about using this week in September to reinitiate your clarity for October, to use the retrograde, the review, the renewal, the resurrection energy to launch your clarity. Well, that's connecting to your inner compass. That's connecting to your inner guidance. And when people fail to do the spiritual work, meaning the practices, the meditations, the activities that nourish you, and there are so many ways to do it. However, the ones that nourish you to be in a place of love and trust in the universe, to love and trust your own divinity, from that place, clarity is birthed and clear societies are born.
Mm-hmm.
When we lose that inner compass, then chaos, confusion, acting out, anger, terror, all of the stuff that is filled on our televisions and other places is what becomes present. Remember, what you focus on will enlarge. It's time to balance what you're observing in the outer world with action on the inner planes.
Well, you know, as far as what we're observing on the outer world and the actions on the inner planes, I really feel that we need to take a moment and address the energies that are polarizing so many people right now. You know, we have, again, we have some really, it's always sad. You know, it's just always sad, these police shootings that are happening in the United States right now. We've had civil unrest. We've had people killed in the civil unrest. We've got all of these issues that are happening because right now, guys, it's about the totality of the experience. So again, no matter what you're focusing on, you've got to feel it. You're going to be it. You're going to know it. Nothing's going to happen small right now because the energy is big. And so when it happens, it's going to be big. So the key is you're in a state of chronic, and I'm really using that word intentionally, chronic choice. It means you have to consistently keep saying, I choose for this to be of a higher frequency. I choose to be living in a higher state of trust. I choose to be dancing with joy at all times. I choose to see my life as a divine mission of service so that I know with each breath, my presence is empowering others to do the same. And that takes a lot of courage, Sri. And that's, again, why I brought up Pat's response about going in and actually reading Lesson 5 from the Lost Book of the Essene. Because this is an extremely, if I could offer somebody one piece of quote-unquote homework for today, it would be to read that book.
Well, that's indeed a powerful one for people stepping out into their authentic passion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the other thing I want to mention, many times we have callers that are going through a hard time.
Yeah.
The dark night of the soul. And
we've all been there.
And more than once.
Oh, yeah. True.
And one of the purposes of the dark night of the soul is to find what is pure and true. It's in that darkness that we must unhook our dependencies on external distractions. We must unhook our desire to medicate or satiate ourselves and be with the essential self. And one of the ways we can transit a dark night is by reading spiritual literature.
Absolutely.
By doing spiritual practice.
Yep.
By being in a place of, I trust even this.
Mm-hmm.
And
Even though the this might be pretty nasty, guys.
Even though the this can be depressing and
yep.
painful. And I just want to say that in many ways, the outer world has entered a dark night of the soul.
That's very true.
And
you're seeing that reflected in everything.
And so as you witness the tragic events going on around our planet, it's important to recognize that this too will pass.
Yep.
The timing is not in your hands. What is in your hands is the ability to read spiritual texts, to do your spiritual practices, to hold the energy of love and peace in your heart so that you may radiate those waves of energy into our shared experience.
Exactly.
And be self-soothing in that way.
Well, and that's so important, especially at this time. You know, Sri and I, just a couple days ago, and it was kind of a divine accident. You just got to love those divine accidents. We re-released a video we did a few years ago. It's right there on our YouTube channel, Official Sri and Kara. I really encourage you to go read it, go watch it again. And it talks about the collision of consciousness with the planetary thought body, with the fourth dimension. This is a very profound video. And, you know, many of the videos that Sri and I have produced over the years, many of the messages that have come through were way ahead of their time. They were relevant then. They're almost freakishly relevant now. And, you know, we recognize that the universe kind of front-loaded us. We talk about that a lot, and we understand why. And so we do encourage you, go to our YouTube channel, Official Sri and Kara. You'll see it right there. Click on it and go ahead and watch that video, because it's really addressing this moment of time. Remember, you know, as you were saying, Sri, earlier about how this too shall pass, the key is this too shall expand.
Yes.
And that's what is important right now. It's going to pass, but it's going to pass through expansion. So what do you want the next evolution of what you're experiencing to be? Remember, more pain, or pain does not need to be more pain. The pain will pass, and it's passing because it's expanding. So is it what is it expanding into? You know, in our home study program, Navigating the Inner Matrix, we teach a process called SAFE, S-A-F-E, and it's a way to navigate a lot of these energies that are happening in this time. And the last part, the E part of SAFE is expand, because the way that we grow, the way that we find our joy, the way that we come back to the stillful center and the recognition and the aha moments is when we give ourselves the gift of expanding through everything, regardless of what it is.
Absolutely. You know, it's in truly a powerful time, and it can be an amazing time, mm-hmm. because through the chaos, we awaken to a higher recognition of what is true and appropriate for ourselves. Authenticity is rising.
Yes.
Authenticity is awakening. And certainly some of the turmoil that you see out on the planet are actually groups of those who are drawn to authentic response.
Yes.
And sometimes they need a little education or training. However, the impulse is one of authenticity. And I tell you what, Kara, why don't we take one more phone call here, because people are being patient.
They are, and I know the lines are full. So remember, guys, every time we hang up on somebody, that's your opportunity to call back in. So why don't we just go right back up, Sri, to line three.
And we'll say hi to Anthony from New York.
All right. Well, let's see. Anthony, if you're there, we can't hear you. So let's go to line two, Sri.
Line two, we have Catherine from Colorado standing by.
Namaste, Catherine. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Love to you guys.
And love to you, Angel. Welcome.
Thank you. I would love a soul reading on health. And also, I'm wondering that if we watch the debates, are we going to have nightmares?
I love that question. Well, you know, I'm going to address that one first, because I don't want to interfere with the flow of your other beautiful session that's coming through for you. But I'm glad you asked. You know, actually, right after our break today, we're going to actually start talking more about that topic. But what I will say as a little snapshot of that is, there is an opportunity, if you're called to watch those debates, you actually have an opportunity to minimize the energy that will be put out from them. And that's my teaser for after the break. And we'll talk more about that after the break. Now, let's talk about your health. Okay. First and foremost, you are, as I connect with you, they first show me your feet, like it's like you're standing and you're in this beautiful beachy area, and you're standing and you're watching out into the horizon, and this beautiful, soft, very soft blue water is coming in over your feet, and you're just kind of smiling. And as this soft blue water comes in over your feet, I'm watching it rise up to your ankles, and now it has like a crystalline white emanation coming out of it, and it's getting up to your knees, and it's getting larger and larger. And what's happening is your health is being invited to be through a presence of they're saying it's a combination of three things: claiming the energy of the restoration, releasing any attachment to what is currently with you, and water, water, water. This, they're saying it really is going to, it's just that easy for you to move forward. And that's the absolute essence of what is needed in your life right now. So that I need to share.
Well, thank you. I mean, the feet thing really, I mean, that was the big problem for me. Pain in my feet. So, wow. Thank you.
Yeah, it is wow. So know that everything is going to come in around you. And I would actually also soak your feet in water often, because they're all over you, and feel this beautiful blue color. This, I want you to, just as I'm sharing it with you right now, close your eyes and notice the color blue you're seeing. Just feel that, and just keep feeling yourself at this beautiful crystalline ocean, and feel that water. You're standing there. You're in such peace. You're in such tranquility, and feel that coming into your feet. Feel it coming in. And everything else will flow with you, Angel. So thank you for the honor of connecting with you again today.
Okay, thank you, Kira.
Love you. Namaste. We love you too. Namaste.
Well, and so, beloveds, we were going to take a little station break right now, and we're going to be right back to talk about the U.S. election, to talk about October, and to take more phone calls right after this message. So stay with us.
Welcome to the Self-Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Vesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process. And then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember. Allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful Ascended Mastery program of the Violet Flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go, and then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriandKira.com. That's SriandKira.com. Namaste.
Beloved one, in this very special end of September revelation, manifestation, co-creation, miracle of being together.
Absolutely. You know, we are here on another magical day. And I just first off want to say, hey, congratulations, because you've made it.
Yeah.
You know, you've transited several weeks of amazing energy.
Yeah. You know, regardless of when you're listening to the show, whether you're catching us live or catching us on the archives, at some point, you'll reflect about September 2016 and go, wow. And spoiler alert, this is going to pale in comparison to the next 3 months.
Well, there's indeed. Let's just say that you have been working out to flex your spiritual muscles.
Ooh,
because,
I like that.
Because there's more coming.
Yeah. And where that came from.
You know, one of the things that's important is to start watching your thought processes. And now your thought processes are revealed by your attitudes and emotions.
Yes.
Oftentimes, we don't know what we're thinking until we have a feeling. So consider that for a moment.
Well, you know, Sri, that's powerful.
You can be having thoughts going on in your head, and they're just quietly, they're like the ticker tape under the news show. There's the thoughts going on. You don't read them all. You might catch one or two. However, your state of energy, what you're feeling, your attitude toward things is a reflection of those thoughts, because thoughts, for the most part, are beliefs. They are concepts that you bought into. Otherwise, they wouldn't be in your vocabulary.
Well, you know, and there are so many beliefs out there. And as a matter of fact, some of these beliefs are actually part of the toxicity of the overall planet right now. And I'm just kind of giggling, Sri, because this is what we started working with in the journey that we're taking these amazing people on right now that started last Saturday. And remember, if you want to jump in, go to SriandKira.com right there on the homepage. Just click on Transforming Toxicity and we'll squeeze you in, because the program just took off too dynamically. Too many amazing miracle revelations, ahas, and manifestations already happening for people in that
Absolutely.
Program.
It's the time to really re-up your spiritual enthusiasm, because you, beloved listeners, are spiritual powerhouses.
In every way.
And, it's time to just smile at the world that would hope that you would stay frightened and small and instead say, it's my time.
Well, you know, talking about frightened and small, I think we should talk about what's coming up on Monday, you know, the 26th of September, regardless of when you listen to this show, we know is the first presidential debate in the United States. Now, why are we talking about this as a global internet radio show? Well, number one, because this will affect the world. This will affect the planet. It is estimated that over 10 million people will tune in to watch this live. That's before you have all the people that are going to watch it in whatever other form they can. You've got all of the world leaders right now basically kind of picking sides. We have a dynamic on our planet that wants to keep you afraid. And this is why I want to go back to what our lovely caller, Catherine, before the break said, hey, if I decide to watch those debates, am I going to have nightmares? Well, I love that question because, guys, you know, lately, Sri and I have been putting out a lot of videos, and we had talked about early on, at the end of August, we said September we would produce and put out a lot of videos, even accidentally re-released one, which turned out to be a divine accident. The reason that this is so important is because our intention in September is to invite you to pay attention to how you feel after you listen to people. What are you noticing inside? You know, there's a lot of, and I do kind of put it in parentheses or quotes, well-intended teachers that are saying a lot of stuff about World War III, why you should be afraid, about the Illuminati. I mean, these guys are making a lot of money. They're having a lot of people watch their views. They are actually, unbeknownst to them, being used by those that would seek to keep you afraid. And Sri and I suspect that you're here Sri and Care Live right now because you know that that's
you know, we're at a time where it's very important to monitor your inner state more sensitively.
Exactly.
Now, what this means is that you need to have compassion for yourselves. There's times when we react in fear. Fear is a normal human emotion, as is joy, love, patience, anxiety, all of those things. Those are in the rainbow of possibilities. And as you walk around in the world, you can have pulses of all kinds of feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's the catch, however. Whatever feelings arise, there is a thought that goes with them. And so if while you're watching the presidential debates, using that as an example.
That's a good example.
One of the candidates, as they're speaking, you may find yourself thinking and feeling certain ways. And you have to ask yourself, is that true for me? Am I being stimulated in a provocative manner?
And we're talking about the kind of provocation that literally feels disruptive, that kind of gets that adrenaline racing, or maybe your breath is shorter, or maybe your just stomach gets tight, or your mind starts racing.
Because for the most part, what I've witnessed throughout the past year and those snippets that I occasionally see on CNN and such is that the political arena in the United States has become entertainment theater. It lacks substance. It lacks heart. And it's mostly about a competition for attention and votes.
Well, and this is why, as many of you have, I'm sure, already come to your own conclusions, that, you know, the presidential election in the United States, part of the reason it's so vastly different is because it's a produced entertainment show. And that is concerning. Now, is it something that you should stay up at night being freaked out about? Here's why it's not. Okay. So I want you to just, first of all, take a breath and relax. And you know, many months ago, I quote unquote predicted who would win this election. And I am not going to release this publicly because I don't think it's, I think that it's very important to be respectful when we receive divine guidance. When we receive divine guidance, it is for us. And remember that when something is seeded into the planetary thought body, so this is why we're talking about this right now. All of this emotion, all of this entertainment, all of these polarizing statements and comments are designed to be seeded into the planetary thought body. And the way that they affect you is when you start becoming reactive, assuming it's real. remember, angels, none of this is real. None of this is real. What this is an energetic playground to be able to see whose energy field is available to be disrupted and whose energy field is able to remain in a peaceful, calm center. And October is going to be the heightened state of this. And again, watch our video coming out the end of September with all of the October predictions. Because this is the month where, if there has ever been a month where there is a battle, it's not the battle for World War III on the planet. It's not about the way things are lining up. That play is happening if you're living in third dimensional reality. Yet, if you get preoccupied with it, you pull yourself out of your fifth dimensional and higher space and become one with it, thereby inadvertently becoming a soldier for quote unquote the dark side, because your energy is now being added to that body. So if you want to help the world, if you really want to help the world and you're called to watch those debates, use them as the teaching tool they are. Can you hold higher consciousness? Can you see the higher at work? Can you beam radiance into that, thereby helping to balance the amount of beings that are going to willingly give their life force to a more negative energy?
We are indeed at a time where the currents of manipulation are running strongly through all layers of society. And these currents of manipulation are nothing new, beloveds.
Absolutely
not. This has been going on since the day the ego was developed, and that goes back a ways. However, what's happening in our global environment is that there has been an expansion and a regression. The expansion is of the egoic point of view, and the regression is to the issues that we associate with the lower chakras, senses of fear, senses of disconnect, senses of lack of belonging, lack of money, lack of abundance. All of those issues are very much based upon a worldview that is rooted in lack and limitation.
Absolutely.
And this is why I want to bring you back to the thoughts. So if you're feeling frightened, if you're feeling agitated, what are you believing about the world or yourself that would support that feeling?
What a powerful insight.
That's the journaling, is not to criticize yourself, not to judge yourself, to say, what must I be believing in order to have this feeling?
You know, I got to say that in this moment, the word that is needed for the entire world is compassion, right? It's about compassion. And it's about beginning with having compassion for yourself. We are entering the moment where compassion, and again, this is not about the too often compassion is misunderstood as an energy that enables, right? We are talking about the compassion that says, I appreciate that every being is having their divine experience. Whether or not I agree with it, whether or not I feel good about it, doesn't matter to me. What matters is that I have compassion that every being is having their divine experience. And the more that you can lift into that, the more that you can stay focused on the bigger picture. And what's the bigger picture? What do you want your future to look like? Really? You know, okay, what if Donald Trump becomes president? I assure you that the balance will come forward one way or another. Same thing if Hillary Clinton becomes president. One way or another, this is going to balance itself, which is why it's really kind of irrelevant who becomes the president. No matter what, things will rebalance. They might look different in the way they rebalance, but what you can absolutely take to the bank is everything will find its balance. Everything will find its harmony. The question, my angels, is, are you out of through this, or are you balance with it?
Or another way of saying it is, everyone likes to talk about the weather, but sometimes you just need to get an umbrella.
This is true.
And take care of yourself.
Right. And this too shall expand, right? That's really the mantra. You know, let's sneak on, see if we can grab another caller.
We've got a couple more folks we have time to talk to, and let's start at line one, and we'll say hi to Julie from Washington.
Namaste, Julie. Welcome.
Namaste, Sri and Kira. I'm so happy to speak with you. Blessings to you both and to everyone listening. I love what you're saying today. And it's so funny because my practice the last week has been to notice my feelings and not run from them, not judge them, not blade them, not hide them, not leap into action, but actually feel them and release them. And well, two things come up. One, we don't even have to watch the debate to hold energy. We can just set the space at the time and not be distracted by what they're saying and beam love and light to everybody. And that's what I'll be doing. Two, I'd like a mini soul reading. And three, how can I love my feelings, hold compassion for myself and other people, and tune in more easily to the thought that's producing them so that I can not only love and bless and release the feelings, but love and bless and expand, release, transform the thought.
Well, first and foremost, my angel, thank you. You know, thank you for your divine clarity. You know, one of the gifts as I connect to your beautiful sharing here, and it's just always such a joy to connect with you, there is a great clarity around you right now. And I want to honor that. Yeah, you know, you don't have to watch these debates to be a presence holder. And if you do, please try to hold that energy in person, so to speak. And thank you for sharing that with everyone. Your mini soul reading, it really is tying in with everything else that's going in your life right now about your practice this past week and about how to hold and how to be. And what's really happening around you right now, and the only word I can give you is it's transformation. And the message that keeps coming in comes in from this. At first, I thought it was a butterfly, but it's not. It's like this huge crystalline being standing behind you, but I don't see the being. What I see are these huge, they look like wings to me, but they're not. They're more like these huge gates, and they have this divine scroll work on them. And it's because this bright, bright, bright illuminated light being is standing in the center of these gates, and they're open just a little bit. And I couldn't see that when I was first looking at this, because this being is right behind you. So what they're showing me is that you're being guided, you're being shown, and that this, the reason started this practice last week, the reason that you're asking these questions is because you are transforming into a state of self-trust that has eluded you for several years and will now be coming forward in ways that the words they're giving me is surprise and delight. And they're also saying all you need to do is turn around and walk through the gate and you will discover a vast warehouse of self-love, self-trust, and guidance that will carry you where you are ready to go. And so it is, my angel. Thank you for the honor and the love of being with you today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Namaste, beloved one.
Many blessings indeed. You know, it does boil down to the fact that no matter what the weather might be, whether it's the political weather or the climate, you're still you.
Yeah, and that's why if you're called to watch the debates, don't get down on yourself, but just be careful how you do it or pay attention.
And pay attention to what your motivation is.
Exactly.
Because oftentimes we are seeking to be stimulated.
Or entertained or to become judgmental. And that's why I believe they say they're going to be 90 minutes. That's a long time to hold your presence. And so Sri's right. You got to really pay attention. Why is it you want to be tuning in? Pay attention.
And speaking of paying attention, we have another caller standing by want to give some attention to. Let's go to line 4 and say hi to Brian from Wisconsin.
Namaste, beloved, beautiful one.
Hi.
Hi.
I missed you guys for a long time. Since my last mini soul reading in June or July, I had to move back to my hometown where I have been isolated my whole life because of abuse. My roommate screwed up my job and everything. I recently watched and took notes on this video called Cause and Effect by Lisa Renee, which has a lot of the missing specific answers I was looking for of how the dark forces are doing what they are doing. I know now that I am supported. I feel it like your daily reflections have told me last week. I missed 6 of your shows, making me sad, mainly in August. I had to move back to my hometown, and despite all the motivation I had, I felt back in major stagnant energy from this place I have been stuck in my whole life. I had a future card reading of the Ten of Cups before I left. The companionship and dreams coming true didn't happen yet. My roommate stole my phone and my car got crushed. Then I didn't find out until 9:21 when I got out from a bad place, even though I know I didn't do anything wrong because I felt guided to spread word of the good news. Could this stagnant energy or this distraction, the clutter in my mind, unmotivating me be the resistant energy, the threshold energy of passing through the exploded crown that I am feeling? How can I use God or my heart as my lawyer to fight this corruption and move on? I need my companion. Where do you see me right now? On Friday, I ordered your 2012 Revelations book, the Clarity Cards and Angelic Spray. I also am taking your Transforming Toxicity class.
Well, Brian, first and foremost, I love you. I love you so much.
I love you too.
I really do, Angel. You are such a profound being, and you have. Here's the key, and because we're running out of time, I'd love to give you more time in this moment, but I'm going to give you exactly what they want me to tell you right now. They're saying that you were prepared in September, and that during the retrograde, there was a lot of resolution. And they're saying that sometimes resolution doesn't look or feel good. However, all of the things that you have been seeing coming, all of the partner, where you're living, how you heal moving forward with your life, they're saying the patience of October will yield to you a divine November. And so I encourage you to be present with what you're doing. You've already taken action, right? I mean, you're doing the class with us. I love that you got Revelations. That book is going to open you up in ways that's going to blow your mind. You do have a partner around you. And September's over. September's over. On September 30th, and I'm glad you got through today, they said go deep into the void and release anything left that feels less than, and arise October 1 ready to activate the new life. And my angel, I'm so glad you got through. I love you dearly. Many blessings.
Thank you. And I didn't get a chance to say happy birthday either.
Oh, well, thank you, honey. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Many blessings.
You're welcome. I love you guys
Namaste.
So much.
And we love you, honey.
Yeah, so it is truly important to honor and respect that every action we take with sincere intent will produce rewards. The key is oftentimes when we say, I want to lift, we aren't realizing that that means I have to heal.
Exactly.
In order to lift, we must resolve that which is wounded within ourselves, within our relations, within our history. And that history actually can go back quite some ways.
You know, as we get ready to close today, remember, we're talking about how you can harvest your co-creative manifest power through the midst of all the world events that are going on. And we really gave you quite a bit here. And maybe you'll listen to the show a few more times if you didn't catch it all. But I want to leave with one thing that my beloved Sri Ramka taught me many, many years ago. Your level of attainment is your veil. And so if you truly want to grow, then lift your veil and heal through it. Be available compassionately to see all of your humanness and your divineness. Bring a smile of joy to the dance of your divine journey. Breathe in the air and say thank you because you have another day to grow. Let your life be your service and your service be your life. Because there is not anything you cannot handle. You chose to be here. You are meant to be here in this moment right now. And as an awakened being of divine crystalline light, our planet is saying thank you, thank you, thank you. And Sri and I say thank you, thank you, thank you for being bar none the most amazing listenership in the entire planet. We are honored each week to spend our time with you.
And so, beloveds, take in a deep breath. Notice that air. Let it out with a smile. You are alive. You are awake. And everything is proceeding in a good way. And until we have the joy of being with you again next Sunday, live on the air, may you trust that all is truly well.
Namaste. Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@SriandKiraRadio.com and check out more information at SriandKira.com. See you next week. Namaste.